Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
This is Jack Benny talking.
Jordan, Rocky Jordan.
Have you ever danced with a murderer?
This is Orson Welles, speaking from London. King County.
It's no secret. Radio in the early days was a man's game. Men were the directors, the producers, the composers, and the sound effects technicians. But there was a woman who greatly influenced the sound effects profession. Her name was Ora Nichols. She led the CBS sound team that brought the famous War of the Worlds broadcast to life.
Wait a minute, something's happening. Humped shape is rising out of the pit. I can make out a small beam of light against a mirror. What's that? There's a jet of flame springing from that mirror. It strikes him head on. Lord, they're turning into flames.
Ora Nichols was the first and only woman to run the sound effects department during the Golden Age. Ora and her husband Arthur are even credited with bringing the entire concept of sound effects to the radio. They were the first two people ever hired for the job. The couple loved inventing and creating sounds. They originally used this passion to score silent movies, but as radio emerged, without sound effects, the need for their talents became obvious. You can hear how sound effects bring a story to life, if you consider radio without them.
Wait, Bob, listen.
Good night.
Hey, come on, folks. Whoever's in that rocket ship that crashed out there is going to need help.
Now here's the same scene with Aura's sound effects.
Wait, Bob. Listen.
What under the sun is it?
Look here, out of the window.
Look. Good heavens, Wilbur.
Good night.
Hey, come on, folks. Whoever's in that rocket ship that crashed out there is going to need help.
You can certainly hear the difference. Radio's very first science fiction radio show took off with jets that Ora invented.
Look, Rogers in the 25th century!
Ora modified an air conditioning unit to make that sound. And she used a lot of common objects in her work. She discovered an egg beater sounds a lot like a lawnmower. She opened alien spacecraft doors by twisting a cast iron lid.
Hey, look, it's a Martian ship.
Right. See, the metal door on the side of it is open.
Today we consider Ora Nichols a pioneer in the field of sound effects. But being the first sound effects woman came with challenges. Actors and directors were still learning to value her trade as much as they valued their own. A conflict between Ora Nichols and this man is still remembered.
All that happened before the arrival of these monstrous creatures in the world now seems part of another life. My wife, my colleagues, my students, my books, my world. Where are they? Did they ever exist?
That's Orson Welles performing War of the Worlds. Ora worked with him frequently, and there was ongoing tension over how sounds were created. Take that egg beater, for example. Ora knew from experience that it sounded more like a lawnmower on the radio than an actual mower. Orson thought that authentic sound could only come from real life. If that meant covering a studio in grass and mowing, he'd insist on it, then be angry when it didn't work. The final straw came when Orson called Ora a screwball in front of her entire crew. She had had it. Ora threw down her headphones and walked out. No one had ever walked out on Orson Welles, and certainly never before a live radio broadcast. He was shocked. And he was humbled. Ora demanded a public apology. He gave in, and she returned to work.
The sooner we can get that giant disintegrator going, the better our chance of saving them.
Sound effects today are so commonplace, artists can win awards for sound design. But Ora Nichols earned her place in history. Today she is considered one of the most influential women in radio for pioneering and legitimizing the sound effects profession. I'm Katie Sewell.